Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Moulton, and I welcome you to the February 13th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Matt. I'm Amy Fisher, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now let's get to the news you've been missing. To begin, we have a correction to one story from last week, where we reported that Pretzel City Transit was beginning to charge for medical rides outside of Stevenson County. It is the Senior Resource Center which is now charging for medical rides outside the county to help pay for expenses such as gas, insurance, paid drivers, vehicle maintenance, and staff time required to coordinate and schedule rides that were previously being covered by a grant. The center is planning to apply for another grant in 2025 to help with the situation. Pretzel City Transit does not operate outside Stevenson County at all, and we regret the error in the previous story.
The Freeport Police Department has acknowledged community concerns regarding immigration and enforcement by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known by the acronym ICE, in local schools. As Illinois is governed by the 2017 Trust Act, any immigration enforcement is the responsibility of federal law enforcement agencies and not associated with local authorities, and local authorities cannot comply with federal immigration warrants or detainers unless signed by a judge. According to Freeport Police Chief Chris Schenberger, local authorities cannot search a person based on their immigration status or hold a person based on an ICE request. Schenberger further stated in a recent interview that the Freeport Police Department has not been in contact with anyone from ICE or the Department of Homeland Security, and that the school resource officer assigned to the Freeport School District will be working with staff and students regarding any concerns that they may have.
According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the state is now experiencing high levels of respiratory illness. The increase reflects what has been dubbed a quaddemic of four illnesses, including flu, RSV, COVID-19, and norovirus. Vaccines remain the most effective defenses against flu, RSV, and COVID, and it's not too late to get your vaccines as the seasonal respiratory season can extend late into the spring. There is currently no vaccine for norovirus, although one is in development. Norovirus is commonly referred to as stomach flu and both highly contagious and impervious to hand sanitizer. To keep it at bay, experts recommend cleaning often touched surfaces with bleach-based disinfectants and frequent, thorough hand washing. So far, the 2024-2025 winter season illness level has not been as bad as it was last year, but the season is far from over, so keep yourself and your family as healthy as possible.
The Freeport School District Board of Education has approved a preschool expansion project that will enhance the preschool program and unify all preschool classes into one central location located at Jones Farrar. According to the board, this unified approach will ensure a consistent staffing model and necessary resources and support services in every classroom for improved kindergarten readiness, which is a vital factor for student success in subsequent grades. The rollout of the expansion will occur in four phases, beginning in February and becoming operational in August. As part of the transition, elementary schools will transition to a K through 5th grade model, and Freeport Middle School will transition to a 6th through 8th grade model, both beginning with the fall semester. More details are being communicated by the Freeport School District.
In other school district news, the Illinois State Board of Education has approved Freeport High School's agriculture, food, and natural resources pathway for the college and career pathway endorsement. Brittany DeVries, among others, helped prepare the application, and it was approved on the first try. Stevenson County has a large agricultural economy, and Freepod is excited that Freeport students soon can take high school courses to gain college credit to pursue careers in ag.
Next Thursday, February 20th, the Freeport Public Library invites you to join Aaron Lawler, a professor at Waubonsie Community College, in a Big Read free presentation from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as part of the library's 2025 One Book, One Freeport program. This presentation examines the intersection of philosophy, poetry, and psychology in the quest for meaning and purpose, while also investigating how the quest affects the way we live. The presentation is split into three interactive parts: personal identity, reflections becoming reality, and learning as transformation. Participants will explore work and ideas from many authors, including Ray Bradbury, the author of Dandelion Wine, this year's One Book, One Freeport book selection. This event is produced by the Freeport Public Library in partnership with the Illinois Humanities.
On Thursday, March 6th, you can learn how you may be able to save money on your utility bills. From 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., join representatives from CUB, an acronym for the Citizens Utility Board, Freeport's Environmental Study Group, and State Representative John Cabello at the Freeport Public Library to learn how to potentially reduce your utility bills and tap into money-saving clean energy programs. Each participant will be able to speak one-on-one with a CUB counselor to receive a personalized analysis of their bills. Participants will also receive information on solar and electrification programs, rebates for energy-saving programs, strategies for reducing energy costs through efficiency programs, and do-it-yourself solutions for homeowners. Participants will learn how to spot unnecessary charges on gas and electric bills, and how to register for income-qualified financial assistance programs. Appointment spaces are limited, so register early at bit.ly/freeportubc, and be sure to bring copies of recent utility bills with you. The Illinois General Assembly created the Citizens Utility Board in 1983 following local referendums that showed overwhelming support for the creation of an advocate for utility customers. The CUB Act gave the nonprofit, nonpartisan group the mission to fight for the rights of customers of investor-owned electric, gas, and telecom utilities across Illinois.
The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has announced awards for competitive grant funding opportunities totaling $31 million, including $144,000 to the Greater Freeport Partnership to identify and plan for future industrial corridors. This grant will allow the partnership to better prepare sites to attract future investment and new job opportunities in the industrial sector across Illinois economic development regions. Having shovel-ready sites with necessary utilities and transportation options in Freeport and Stevenson County is vital to respond to new industrial development opportunities as well as assisting existing businesses in expansion efforts.
Being a Tree City USA, Freeport takes environmental issues seriously. While 261 dead and dangerous trees were removed by city crews in 2024, 108 healthy trees were planted in and around Taylor Park and other areas, including oaks and other native species. These locations and species were carefully studied and selected by trained city staff. Updates about 2024 activities like this can be found in the city's 2024 annual report on the city's website at cityoffreeport.org.
The Senior Resource Center, in partnership with Fitness Lifestyles, will host a senior wellness event next Wednesday, February 19th at 1 p.m. at the center at 206 East Stevenson Street in Freeport. This event can help older adults improve their stability, flexibility, and overall health through expert guidance, assessments, and interactive demonstrations. At the event, Fitness Lifestyles staff will offer a number of free activities, including balance screenings and assessments to improve stability and prevent falls, mini chair massages from licensed massage therapists, personal training interactive demos to enhance strength and flexibility and overall fitness, and interactive exercise demonstrations featuring the Silver Sneaker Circuit, strength and toning, chair yoga, and more. Space is limited, so call 815-235-9777 to reserve your spot.
In other Senior Resource Center news, as reported previously, the center will offer free federal and state tax counseling, preparation and filing services for low and middle income senior taxpayers residing in Stevenson and O'Davies County, as well as adults with disabilities. The service is provided through the AARP Tax Aid Program by trained and IRS-certified volunteers and will run through April 15, 2025. Appointments are required and can be scheduled by calling 815-235-9777, and the center encourages those interested to set appointments early as spots are often quickly filled. To schedule, that number again is 815-235-9777.
The Freeport Public Library has honored Mark Heap and Aaron Schrader with Employee of the Year Awards. The awards recognize their professionalism and positivity on a daily basis and represent high praise indeed. Congratulations to Mark and Aaron.
Moms, your special young gentleman, age 10 or younger, would love to escort you to an evening of dancing, prizes, and entertainment at the Masonic Event Center. The Freeport Park District's annual Mom and Me Masquerade event will be held from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday, February 28th at the Masonic Event Center in Freeport. Pre-registration is required by next Friday, February 21st, and space is limited, so be sure to call 815-235-6114 or go online at the URL in the print version of this episode. Fees are $16 for Freeport residents and $17 for non-residents. That's 815-235-6114.
As a reminder, tomorrow is the last day to vote for a potentially new flag for the state of Illinois. If you'd like to see something different on the flagpole, just Google Vote for New Illinois State Flag to see 10 different options, including the current flag, the 1918 Centennial Flag, or the 1968 Sesquicentennial Flag. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, you can visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there too, and we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website or by using their QR code that appears below in the print version.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring Freepod host Alan Wenzel, visiting with Julie Hilliger and Julie Wenzel, two members of the executive team of 100 Women Who Care, a group of women in Stevenson County that over the last decade has distributed nearly $500,000 to charitable organizations in the county. Next week, Freepod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors talks with Rachel Gastel about overcoming challenges with alcohol. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, February 18th. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts as each new pod airs. You can also always click through to our pods through our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're so grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team Freepod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Amy, here with Matt. Thank you for listening.